This is MSO News Sports, and we're joined by Bill Terlecky, the general manager of the North Shore Navigators, getting ready for another season here at Fraser Field and Lynn. And Bill, things are pretty well set for you guys, right?
Yeah, we're getting ready for the fifth season under our kind of ownership group here. And while we're 2 months away, I mean, our team is set. All the kids are playing at their various colleges right now. I mean, for us, we monitor that, Bill, to see, you know, make sure that somebody doesn't get hurt or whatever. We'll see how the roster will shake out. So we're kind of watching that, and we're putting the finishing touches on our promotions and our marketing and some of the things we have planned for next year. Some of the stuff that, you know, folks have become familiar with. We'll continue with our fireworks nights on every Friday night, you know, as an example. But no, we're looking forward to the season. We'll watch the big leagues for the next couple of months, but then hopefully we'll take our position on the stage come our home opener on June 4th.
It's a fast season, isn't it? It's a very fast season for you guys, and you mentioned June 4th, and by then the weather's just going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I don't miss the cold nights at the ballpark on weeknights in April and May, but it is quick, and that it's hard to get folks out here sometimes too because of that, because you know, your kids are playing Little League or you got a lot of things going on, and you might make a note to, hey, we want to get to a game, and then boom, we're done. You know, mid-August, we're done. You know, once we start though, Bill, our schedule is intense as any minor or major league. We play 6 days a week, home or road. You know, the difference, I like to say that our travel schedule is almost a little more difficult than, let's say, a minor league team. We don't play homestands. You know, we don't go somewhere, stay for 2 or 3 days, and then go to – it's out and back, and, you know, we could be traveling for 2 days and then back here for two. So, but it's more of a – I look at the type of seasons I used to be with, Bill. Those were a marathon, 140 games. Yeah. This one, 56 games, home and away. It's a sprint, you know.
Are there any changes in the league this year?
No. Bristol took the place of Old Orchard Beach last year, so they'll be back again this year. But pretty much the makeup of the league is, you know, the key franchises are like Lynn, those that had – professional teams, independent teams like the North Shore Spirit used to be, and those like Lynn, those didn't quite work out. So places like Brockton and Worcester and Pittsfield, Nashua, New Hampshire, us, we all, you know, we're now all in this collegiate summer thing. It's a real nice atmosphere for some of the kids to play, especially those that aren't coming from a big Division I school, because they don't play in stadiums. You know, you ought to see our kids, Bill, the first night. Opening night, we've traditionally had a good crowd, and their eyes bug out when they go out there to play in front of what is usually somewhere in the mid-2000s of people. So, but the league is pretty much the same. 10 teams, pretty much everybody stable. So we're, you know, we're 56-game schedule. Martha's Vineyard still in the league. Bill, you would think that everybody enjoyed that trip, you know, but it's actually the most difficult trip. We bus to Woods Hole, then we're on the ferry, and then they're night games now, so we take a private ferry back, and we go four times. So, it, you know, the kids find out right away. I like to tell them, remember when you were growing up and you wanted to play baseball every day? Well, you've made it, you know. But they find out that word that sometimes you hear a major league baseball player use, the grind of it all. Well, it becomes that to a degree. It does.
Yeah. Bill, does that Martha's Vineyard team have their own team ferry or anything like that?
You know what I mean? No, we take the public ferry over.
No, for those guys though, because every game they have to take the ferry on when they travel.
I don't. You know what? The interesting thing is, you're right. They've got to come off the island.
Yeah.
They do stay overnight. They're one of the few teams that will do that. Not a lot, though. Not a lot, you know. But the interesting thing is that
– stay at a rest area in Worcester, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they – but traditionally, they have good clubs, you know. I mean, not that they wouldn't or anything, but the other thing is that housing these kids is not easy. And we're lucky here. I can usually end up with 10 or 12 guys that live within a range where they can drive. There's not 10 or 12 guys on Martha's Vineyard that are from the Vineyard that are playing. So they've got to try to house the whole team. But think about this. You're on Martha's Vineyard. real estate is at a premium over there. So it's just interesting how they put it together. But, you know, and we don't, I won't get into the total details, but there would not be a futures league if there wasn't a Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason that being is they wanted to put a team there in the Cape Cod League. The Cape Cod League didn't want them. So the first year of the Futures League was formed with Martha's Vineyard, Torrington, Seacoast, which is in Portsmouth, and Nashua. And they formed the league because Martha's wanted to have a team. So, you know, you guys can complain all they want. We're going to Martha's. It's one of the flagships, you know. So. Yeah.
Gotcha. Bill, any player news from any? I know it's the seasons are so young, even at the collegiate level here. Any news from any of your players that are playing at the college level as we speak?
Well, you know, it's tough, Bill, because I'd be rattling off names that nobody's really heard of, you know. But our roster this year, it's a mix. It's a mix of Division I, Division II, and Division III kids. A lot of our pitchers are Division II and III. We try to find Division I players that are the position guys, you know, and we try to put them in a host family, you know. Very, you know, we try to keep our pitchers more local, you know. It just makes sense, you know. If you're a pitcher, you come here, you're going to pitch once or twice a week to be away from home in a host family. But a position player is playing every day. It's a little, you know, a little better for them, that type of thing. So pretty much that's where we're at. We're pretty happy with our roster. It's interesting, though. You know, some of the guys aren't performing right now as well as we'd hope. Yeah. But, you know, they come with a good pedigree, with good recommendations. And so we'll just, you know, and it's cold right now, too, you know. But it's also always interesting. Some have never played with a wood bat. I mean, don't forget, we're a wood bat summer league. So, you know, it takes some adjusting once they get here also to see, you know, how things are going to go. But all in all, it's a real – it will be competitive. It's a good brand of baseball that people tend to enjoy.
Right. Bill, anything else you want to share with us as you, you know, less now than 2 months away from the first pitch?
No, I mean, we appreciate the partnership with you guys. We'll look forward to doing some stuff. Hopefully the folks will stay tuned. They'll have some neat stuff on your website. And, you know, for us, opening day can't come soon enough, without a doubt, you know.
Good. All right, Bill, always good talking with you. Good seeing you, and good luck this season.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Bill Terlecky, the general manager of the North Shore Navigators, with us here on MSO News Sports.